Morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I am Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. You join me here on a Sunday morning. It is 7:48 a.m. And I thought I'd do an Audioboo. As I said previously in my previous Audioboo, that the Premiership was back, and what a day yesterday was. It was mad. It was amazing, actually, to get the football back, and there were some really eventful games. One of the most eventful games was the game between Newcastle United and Arsenal. It ended 0-0, but it was very controversial, and I'll tell you why it was very controversial. There was an incident between the new striker for Arsenal, Jorginho, and Joey Barton. Now, what happened with Joey Barton was Jorginho was fouled or whatever, and he went down in the box. Then, yeah, Joey Barton got up, rushed in, tried to grab him right up by the shirt to pull him up. And there was a lot of angry people, and there was a bit of, you know, scenes of a high tension situation, and Jorginho raised his hand and kind of maybe slapped him on the head or tipped him on the head or whatever. Now, then Joey Barton claimed, and this is what angered me, and I'm still angry, to be honest, that he claimed he was punched. And then Taylor, another player for Newcastle, told the referee, oh, he was punched, and Jorginho got the red card. That is sickening behaviour. I mean, you're meant to be fellow professionals here, and you're lying to the official referee in order to get a fellow professional sent off. What is that about? Why are we doing this? You know, where is the professionalism in that lying and saying, oh, I was punched, blah, blah. You weren't. You went down so easy. You dived to the ground. You faked the injury in order to get him sent off. And it actually sickens me. And that none of this is what we want to see. And I was just reading an article here. Let me try and get it up on BBC Sport website, where Joey Barton claims, I admit it, I went down easy. But then he still claims, you know, he should have been sent off. You know, okay, he shouldn't have raised his hand. Jorginho shouldn't have done that. But Joey Barton seems to get this reaction out of people. And the lying and the faking and, you know, it's horrible. I hate it. I really, really hate it. And no wonder Joey Barton has the reputation he does of one of the most disliked players and scumbag players. And no wonder, you know, Newcastle want to give him out as a free, because he's just terrible. You know? Sorry, I had to stop there. I need to sneeze. But yeah, it's just, I was so angry last night. And, you know, okay, Jorginho was wrong and you can't raise your hands and all of that, but, you know, Joey Barton went to grab him by his shirt to pull him up. He didn't even need to do that. You know, if they want to do that, both players should have received the same punishment, not just one. Why did Joey Barton only get a yellow card and the other guy got a red? Should have been both reds, in my opinion. And That incident angered me a lot. But apart from all of that, we had wins for Wolves, which is great. It was 0-0 between Fulham and Aston Villa, and it's hard to see where the goals are going to come from Aston Villa especially. Liverpool and Sunderland was 1-1. Liverpool won't be happy with that. You know, the people have said, oh, they'll get top four. I mean, they'll have to change a hell of a lot to get top four, in my opinion. Playing against Sunderland, you would have thought that would have been enough, in that you would have had enough in the tank to beat them, but it was 1-1. Now, Wigan and Norwich being new to the Prem, that finished as a draw, 1-1 as well. Norwich, I think, were quite lucky at times to finish 1-1. It could have been a loss. And actually, one of the other promoted teams who came up as champions, QPR Queen's Park Rangers, they played Bolton, and I'm afraid to say, they lost 4-0, and QPR scored an own goal as well. And to be honest, they had a player sent off as well. Ridiculously, he got sent off in like the 4th minute of injury time. Crazy. It's hard to see where the goals are going to come from with QPR. I think they may depend too much on Trapped, and they're going to struggle. And I can imagine if by Christmas they're still struggling. I think they're a very wealthy club. They're probably going to get rid of their manager, I imagine, Neil Warnock. And they need to realise they're going to struggle. Trapped, you can't just depend on one player. He needs support, he needs supply, he needs service, he needs people alongside him that can score also. So yeah, that was yesterday's games, and it's really great to have the Premiership back. And at the moment, Bolton and Wolves are joint first. Bolton obviously scored more. And today we have Stoke v Chelsea. Stoke have done quite well in recent years. That's on at 1:30, and I'd fancy Chelsea for that one. And then at 4 o'clock we have West Brom v Manchester United. So the champions, Manchester United, have their first game at 4 p.m. against a side from the Midlands, who also Man United have struggled with before. They're a bit of a bogey team, so to speak. So that won't be an easy game either. And on Monday, the newcomers to the Premiership came up via the playoffs. Swansea City from Wales are away to Manchester City, so that's an amazing fixture. And I hope Swansea, struggle, because Manchester City have so many players and so many fantastic players, and who I predict to do really well this year. But yeah, that'll be tough. So maybe I'll do these on a weekly basis, or yeah, maybe a weekly basis, a Premiership review. And maybe I could do a Championship review as well. Maybe. I don't want to bore people, and if they only want Premiership, I'll only give them Premiership. But maybe I'll do a Premiership and a Championship review. That would be cool, and an interesting novel way to use audiobook. Yeah, so that's about it. The moment, as I said, Bolton Wolves are top. QPR Blackburn are in the drop zone. I'm going to discount West Brom because they haven't played yet. So yeah, and of course Everton and Spurs was called off due to the London riots. So I will talk to you guys really soon. Have a wonderful Sunday, and we'll enjoy yet more football. Take care. Bye.